everyone. This is Taylor McClear from CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Richard Burkham, mayor for the town of Brome Lake, who's going to be speaking to us about the Mill Pond Dam project, which recently received approval from the government. So, Richard, this project has been in the works for many years now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and when we became, when I was elected in 2013 with the first council, our strategic plan for 5 years from 2015-2020 was one of our priorities, of course, was to replace the dam. We started the procedures. We had it through the government. We made it into a high continent dam instead of a low one so we could put the water level back to where it was in the good old times. And, of course, the government with their restrictions doing this, doing that, you know, it came to a point where, you know, we were frustrated year after year. And then COVID came. The contract was given out to Kuyal, and then in December of 2019, and we're ready to go for 2020, and then the government stated that they wanted a report of the of all the species living in there from the Minister Lafone. So that meant another delay, and of course we had to start it by September 1st of that year, so it was postponed. Then the engineering department of the Minister of Environment was on a slowdown or even on strike at times. So we could not get the CA. And then finally last December, they promised us that we would get it, but we would wait to make sure we get it before we advertise it. And finally we got the CA. And so we can start the work again probably around August the 8th.
What were the authorizations that were needed for this project from the government? What was their concern exactly?
Well, of course, you're working right in a waterway, so naturally everything has to be involved with the government, the environment, the Santé Dric, the Department for Dams and stuff like that. All different departments. So, I mean, it seemed like every department had to have their stamp on it. And, of course, you know, this wasn't for a water supply for drinking water or something of that nature, you know what I mean? It was more aesthetic, so up to date, there's no grant available. So anyway, then it changed from the environment changed from the Montérégie and transferred to Sherbrooke, so you lose your contact people at the other end. Everything was seemed to be working against us, but we overcame the hurdles, and we're getting ready to start, and it'll be the same company, Kuyal. There'll probably be a, since the contract was granted back 2 years ago, it will probably be a small increase, maybe up to, I don't know, 5% or 8%, but that happens. We can't prevent that, but anyway, we're going ahead with the project.
Yeah, that was actually my next question, is what is the work estimated at exactly, and how is it being funded?
Your first question, estimated at $3 million and maybe a small increase, and is funded by the tax base of Town of Brome Lake. No grant available like there is for work done on the waterwork system or for roads. But anyway, we have the reserve. We had already put money aside for a certain amount of it, and the rest, of course, will be over a long-term loan, which the boring bylaw was approved. It should be done by the end of December, so there will be quite a different look to the pond. And then, of course, we got to deal with how are we going to dredge or cut the undergrowth, depending what we can do. We're looking at that right now, too. But the main thing is to get the dam in place.
What work needs to be done on the dam exactly? What are you hoping to change and revitalize about the dam?
Well, the dam is going to be torn out completely and replaced with a new one. There'll be a different look to the dam, but I mean, it's not just a straight dam straight over. You look at it from Lakeside Road, it's going to go, the walls on the right and left will go into the pond and then the dam across. So if there is a major rainfall and it comes up quick, of course, the water can go over all the three sides and down the Cold Brook, little river there. It's going to be, aesthetically, it's going to look better than it is now, because this one is 100 years old or whatever. I can't remember the date, but yeah, I'm excited because we can go ahead after demolishing them two buildings with revitalizing the park there and changing certain things.
So this project is really a part of that big project of revitalizing the downtown core here.
Oh yeah, certainly. We can't do anything until the dam is done, because that is the working site will be, is right in the park. So
yeah,
they will be ruining a certain amount of the grass and park there, but that was all in the works. That's fine. And then we'll redo it all once they're gone, the spring of 2023.
Okay. And how will you hope this project will benefit the community?
Well, I mean, The whole project, I mean, we'll put back the pond, we hope, after we can do some dredging, you know, to what it looked like back in the 50s and 80s, the 70s, you know what I mean? Because it's a focal point of the town, the dam, the pond. Yes, we have our lake, which is our jewel, but when you have a beautiful downtown core with the project revitalizing the sunset of it, all town of Brome Lake benefits from it.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Richard, that you wanted to mention about the project that you think would be important for people to know about.
Well, yes, I mean, we can go ahead after, you know, the dam is done with the project for the park there. And, you know, do we move the public market there for Saturdays or leave it where it is? Done public consultations. We're going to do more once the dam is done because we'll have a better look at what it looks like and maybe what we can do with it, like the two bridges that went in over Trestle Cove and the bridges in Quilliams and in the Foster sector. When you see something finally completed that has been going on for years and years, like that project for the bridges, it's been 30, 35 years that they talked about doing it. We finally closed on that and got it done. So, and now this with the dam and of course the project, like I said, the revitalizing the park there and the building on with the library, that will all join up together. So it'll be a beautiful focal point, a beautiful place for people, citizens, and tourists alike to gather.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Richard, for speaking to us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.